Sunday afternoon in the township of Guguletu in Cape Town. It's in informal settings like this one, backyards, that jazz musicians are reviving a genre of music that has a long but sometimes forgotten history.
Cape Town is a very divided city. And back in the days, musicians used to travel across the railway lines, across the railway lines, because the railway lines are the ones that separate communities. And they were barred from playing together. And jazz is native art, is to bring back that culture and actually bring music back to where it belongs, in the township.
Both local and international artists perform at these events that the organizers say bring together people from all walks of life. Racial segregation during apartheid forced South African greats like Abdullah Ibrahim, Yuma Sikela and Miriam Makeba into exile abroad. They performed in Europe and the United States, using their music not just to entertain, but also to protest against the apartheid government. Today, South African jazz has both local and international influences.
South Africa's developed its own soulful style of jazz, creating a unique sound that's formed part of its history and culture. And now, a younger generation is working to make sure the style of music stays relevant.
Kyle Shepherd was first exposed to jazz as a five-year-old by his mother, who worked in the industry.
I always firmly believe that, you know, you play the sound of your immediate environment, you know, if you're really true and in tune with what's going on. So it's absolutely natural to play this and sound this way.
Kyle studied and played classical music, but turned to jazz in his late teens and plays all over the world. He says he finds the youngest audiences attending jazz events are in South Africa.
As a young musician, and especially in a sort of niche genre such as jazz, if let's call it what it is, I think, you know, constantly trying to, on one end, you know, battling with a question of relevance, but then also on the artistic side, not too engaged with that question of being relevant or not, but producing music that in many ways can be timeless if needed, you know.
Jazz is also popular at upmarket venues in Cape Town, but it's at venues like this one that jazz enthusiasts say there's a renewed appreciation and support for the genre, which ultimately pays tribute to South Africa's history. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Cape Town.